Our small business series continues today from Cucina's Deli in Salt Lake City. The restaurant's sales are down, but profits are up. The owner came up with a creative marketing promotion, or rather a stock market promotion. From member station KUER, Jenny Brundine has the story.
Dean, where do you want these?
It's 9:30 in the morning, but the pace is already starting to pick up behind the counter at Cucina's Deli. Servers deftly prepare curry chicken salads and red-peppered spicy ham sandwiches. The catering orders are starting to pile up.
I took out the first one at 6:45 this morning and hadn't stopped.
Owner Dean Perot says a year ago, it was a different story. November, then December, then January, sales plunged 35%.
That had the hell scared out of me.
Perot brainstormed. He never liked gimmicks or promotions. But by spring, the recession was getting people down. What about free coffee on Mondays? He had to tie it to something, though. The Dow. All would be right, right? When the Dow hit 10,000. How about free coffee and lattes on Mondays until that harbinger of good fortune arrived?
It's all free. And I just wanted to do a promotion that was so good, it made people suspicious.
Perot estimates they served 22,000 cups of free coffee. He and his chef, Penny Murphy, added a green theme. You had to bring your own cup.
And that actually became fairly comical as people bringing in beer steins, and people bringing in camelbacks. But Mondays was a circus. It was really funny, and it was really successful. And
we saw people that we'd never, ever seen their faces before.
Most people always bought something to eat as well. Perot's tracked the Dow on a big graph painted on the wall, a thick red line designating the 10,000 mark. The promotion worked, with new faces becoming regulars and boosting sales. Still, that wasn't enough, and manager Shelley Walquist had to cut employee hours.
Everyone had a hard time at first, but we tried to do it in an even way, and you know, maybe everyone took back about 5 hours a person, and slowly we've gained that back, and we've been doing a little bit better.
The 30 part-time employees are busier, and there's been no turnover for an entire year. That's unheard of in restaurants.
It takes caramelized walnuts and blue cheese.
Jeff Murphy also scrutinized food purchases. No more lemons would go bad. She watched more carefully.
I order usually 60 pounds of salmon. I can see that the salmon isn't turning over. So you order, you go back to like 30 pounds. Just you know, keeping an eye on what's selling, what's not selling.
Some customers weren't touching the piece of bread on the side of their plate. Now servers ask if the customer wants it.
Hibachi roll, 17 cents. It adds up.
Sales are still slightly down at Cucina's, 8%, but profits are up. Perot says the recession made him more efficient. He recalls a conversation with a client, also a small businessman.
I said, up until a year ago, there's a lot of things that you'd never even crossed your mind. But in essence, I bet that your sales are down. He said, yep. I said, I bet your profitability is probably up a little bit because you've had to make drastic cuts with regards to, you know, your product and your people.
Cucina's is a second home to Robert Brusser, who enjoys a cup of coffee while reading his beloved Scientific American. He keeps an eye on the Dow and has an idea for Perot's.
Well, I think that every time it goes back below 10,000, you ought to bring back the free coffee.
But since the Dow hit 10,000 in October, customers just might be able to afford their own coffee. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.